Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Steve Rivera, and welcome to Eye on the Ball here on 1030 KVOI. Welcome to Tuesday afternoon, show two of the week. Looking forward to this one very much with a couple of very good guests, fun guests. I'm going to have John Perlman here at the 1:15 hour in about 10 minutes, probably, around there. He's with the FC Tucson. He is the new GM, director of operations, something like that, whatever the title is. He is the main guy coming back from Oklahoma, where he coached a U-23 team and did very well. And coming back to his stomping grounds, where he coached here for a long time and was one of the creators of FC Tucson, I think, back in 2010. So we'll have him for a little moment. And then we're going to have Kerry Cecil at the 2 o'clock hour for the whole hour. Looking forward to this. Kerry Cecil is the wife of Chuck Cecil. You remember him, don't you? He of the 100-yard-plus TD return against ASU. How can you not remember him? To me, he's like the Steve Kerr of U of A football.
Hey, are you okay? You coming down? Your voice sounds a little...
I just woke up.
Did you really? So you were up late...
I was up late, but no, I'm joking. I don't know. Maybe I'm coming down with something like Christmas disease where I have to keep buying more gifts.
Are you going to put this on? You know, I could have made that look a little bit more. I'll make that blurry for you. Too bad you can't see. You know, when we start streaming video, you know that, right?
Yes.
We're going to have to shave and take showers and stuff.
Then shave? What?
Then people, just your back, just your back, not your beard. Then you could show people that I got you a new delay unit here.
Mm-hmm. I see that. Delay, exit delay, start delay, cough, dump profanity, dump stupidity. We have no show then.
Just like...
We have no show. We're done.
It's only on your side, so you can dump my stupidity.
Oh, then we're good. We're good. Yeah, but then we don't have any show still.
Nah.
No, we're fine. So
you're
I'm looking
smart.
Forward to talking to Kerry. Very, very good at what she does. She's kind of like a media strategist slash this slash that. Does a lot of things all over the country with schools, administrators, things like that. As she likes to call her, she's the self-proclaimed, you remember Scandal?
Yeah.
Olivia.
Ah.
She's the Olivia.
Oh, so she's like a sports media diva.
Yes, very good call, yes.
You can call her that.
Yeah. So we're going to have her for the hour of the second hour and talk a lot about sports, talking about Tucson. She's a UA grad, I'm sure. She met Chuck, I guess, here in college or maybe before. We'll talk all about that in the second hour or so. And then we'll still talk about the UA basketball team as they get ready to face Montana tomorrow. Good luck with that. After the last game,
I've heard you just say, "Good luck with that."
Good luck with that. Well, they got to get better. Montana's probably not going to be a slouch. And then after that, they play UC Davis. But we'll see how the comeback is after Saturday's not so good performance.
Hey, we're moving up. We're in the top 300. I just read the other day.
Top 300
of the 320. Schools.
Oh, yeah. You're
ranked
in the 300 no matter what. I think you're probably in the top 75.
Yeah, well, they're in the top 80% of
80%. That's good
basketball
enough.
Teams.
That's not good enough if you're U of A and used to NCAA tournaments.
Maybe it's going to be a year where we actually have to be fans and yell and scream instead of just...
Sit there and watch.
Very nice. Very nice.
That's been the case since I've been here in 30 years. I'm sure it's happened before that. Because you have those types. I mean, when I was younger, many years ago, the story were, well, there's too many old people in the building, and they don't yell or scream, and they tell you to sit down. Guess what? That was 30 years ago. So those guys are gone, or they've given their tickets to
other people.
They're
just older.
Okay, they're older, maybe.
They're 110 now, and they're even quieter.
So which makes no sense. Now it's the younger crowd back in the day that has the tickets, probably. Tucson's been a fickle town. I've been here a long time. I've always said this. They love winners, and they don't really like teams that don't win, if that makes any sense. Let me ask you. You're kind of a fair weather, not a fair weather. You're just interested in what you're interested in.
I'm hopeful.
You're hopeful. Do you know or feel that Arizona fans are fickle, that's my word, or just spoiled?
And that's what I was kind of lending to, the spoiled part, right?
Yeah.
So now all of a sudden we have to really be fans. You know, Dallas, we've talked about it all,
yeah.
all
you
show
see it a
now.
Lot with your wife, yeah.
You know, for Dallas. Mm-hmm. And it just seems like Wildcats, we're all like, I think I joked with you the first couple days. Well, we get done with football season and we all say, well, there's always basketball season.
Right.
And, you know, for a long time, then we could also say there's also baseball season because, you know, we were winners there. And I think we are, we have definitely been spoiled. Lute Olson got here and, things just were incredible. I don't think, other than the national championship, I don't think there was ever anything celebrated quite like that.
No.
Ever in Tucson, ever.
No. Maybe a big football win or two, you know, beating number one Washington or teams like that, you know, when they beat Notre Dame.
But it didn't compare. I mean, this town, we went bananas.
Oh, no, of course not. You almost burned down the street.
Yeah, I don't mean down to, like, the U of A area, 4th Avenue. I know they were crazy. But I told you, we were out on Speedway after that, at Speedway in Alvernon, holding up signs. And cars are going by and honking. I mean, this is Speedway in Alvernon. You know, we don't do that at Speedway in Alvernon.
No, no,
and they
I
were
do.
Doing the same thing up at Sunrise and Swan.
I do. I just had a work for food sign, and I found myself here.
We'll broadcast.
We'll broadcast for food.
Hey,
anybody who will listen, give me some money.
Oh, speaking of which, we're going to do two gift certificates for Tino's.
Let's
today.
Do that now so I won't forget it in the first hour. And then we're going to, is that okay or is that uncomfortable for you?
No, it's not uncomfortable. I got a guy that's going to start working on the phones, and I think we'll put him in a tough position because I want you to text your first guest and let him know I'm going to call
him.
I
did that about 5 minutes ago.
But
so
tell him I'm calling.
Oh,
them on this phone,
okay.
So they don't think I'm a salesman. Let's hold off on Tino's. That was just a reminder, and I'll get with the big boss here and see the best way to do that.
Okay.
Because if we hold off, we just may have 2 hours tomorrow of just giving away pizzas
yeah.
and you rubbing it in that we lost that game.
on Sunday? That'll be on Wednesday night. Yeah. So you agree with me?
We're spoiled.
You're spoiled, and there's nothing that's going to change that, unless there's a heartache. The one sad thing about this whole thing is, guess who's the best team in the conference right now, or at least perceived to be? So if you have a wound.
ASU.
So how bad is that? So you're going through this miserable time. Miserable comparatively or, you know, compared to what you've done
right,
in the past.
Right.
Now you have ASU as the best team in the conference.
Hey, I'm football season, I think I'm more of an anti-ASU, but I think in basketball, you know, especially if we all get to go to the dance, I'm rooting for anybody in the Pac-12 just to make it up there. I'm happy for ASU. I think they deserve it. They're doing a good job.
They're doing really well. Even in their losses, they look fairly good, fairly well, or they've played well.
We just look kind of like a three-legged cat.
Yeah,
because
you only have three players or so. It's and even then, which one are those, or which one of them are playing well? It's very hard to find out who's going to show up and who's going to play well consistently.
And it is nice because we don't normally pick on the coach so much anymore.
Yeah.
I think there was a day when we might have done that, but it's nice because I don't like it when everybody's like, good, get rid of the coach, dump the coach.
Well, they're doing that. They're doing that online. They're doing that in Facebook and Twitter. Yeah.
Miller?
Mm-hmm. Saying that he hasn't done what he should be doing with the recruits he brought in prior to this year.
Oh, okay. They're talking about recruits.
Recruits. He's not. Well, he's doing a great job with recruiting.
Well, I mean, with the FBI thing looming over, that's. Isn't that the reason we're having so
well,
much trouble?
Maybe if you want to kind of connect some dots that kind of go extreme, yes, to this year. But he's done really well in bringing in players for next year and beyond. So the FBI thing didn't matter.
Well, what are they saying online
that
then?
That he hasn't done well enough with the recruits that he's brought in the past. If you remember, last year's team was probably the most talented team Arizona has ever had.
So?
And how did they do?
But I don't understand the recruiting part.
He recruited these great players.
Oh, but he's not doing the same now.
No, that he's not doing well with them. What's the point of getting talent if you can't coach it?
All right.
Their concern.
All right.
You understand?
You said he's not
What's
doing
the point
well
of driving a Mercedes if it can't get across the street?
Well, I, yeah.
You get it now?
My top.
We've got to call him. It's already 1:16. I told him that we'd call him about this time. Let's go to break and then come back with John Perlman, and we can wax poetic on soccer.
Ooh.
Yippee.
When we started Sun Street Mortgage in 2005, our goal was to create a local mortgage company that would treat our clients like family and friends. Now it's many years later, and we've had great success. Today we have offices throughout Arizona and the Southwest. Even though we've grown, we have clients that are family and friends forever. Call us today at Sun Street Mortgage at 547-2400 if we can be of any help to you. Sun Street Mortgage, take the street that leads you home.
ACBK number 0907366, NMLS number 145171. Sun Street Mortgage LLC is an equal housing lender.
I want to remind you this Christmas season that the best gifts we can give to others do not fit in a box. Hi, I'm Pastor Roy Tallgren, Executive Director of Gospel Rescue Mission. You can't wrap up a box of love, attention, kindness, hope, or your time. However, it is these gifts that mean the most to your loved ones and friends. At Gospel Rescue Mission, we share these gifts every day with broken men, women, and children who are desperately searching for someone who cares. This Christmas season, remember to take time to bless others by simply sharing yourself. Your support of Gospel Rescue Mission makes a positive impact in the lives of our homeless and working poor neighbors. Find out how you can help at grmtucson.com. Remember, the best gifts we can give do not fit in a box. Gospel Rescue Mission, where homelessness ends and lives are restored.
Gospel Rescue Mission, there is something you can do.
Ah, the sounds of autumn. A babbling brook. Birds chirping. A cool fall wind. A gentle rain.
What? I can't stand this. I hate that sound. I hate when my car won't start. I don't want to live.
Don't let that sound ruin your fall season. Take your car to Ramsauer's Automotive on the corner of Fort Lowell and Dodge or at ramsauersauto.com.
See that cute little dog in the pet store window? Chances are it came from a puppy mill, a breeding facility that forces caged, neglected, and often sick dogs to churn out puppy after puppy to be sold for profit. Meanwhile, millions of wonderful, healthy pets end up in animal shelters. This leads to the killing of more than 9,000 by the end of today. But with one simple choice, you can help. Just by deciding to adopt instead of purchase your next pet. Animal shelters are full of amazing pets looking for a home. When you adopt your new best friend, not only are you saving a life, you're taking a stand against puppy mills. When your friends see the smart choice and impact you've made, they adopt their next pet and share with five of their friends, who share with five more. Before long, thousands get involved. Pet stores stop selling dogs from puppy mills, and even more lives are saved. And with your help, we can save them all. Visit bestfriends.org/puppymills to learn more.
Tucson's diversity is celebrated in Mark Bishop's Morning Affair from 10 a.m. to noon on KVOI AM 1030, trusted local news and talk. Reliable and timely financial information from Bloomberg Radio Network, 7 p.m. to 6 a.m. on KVOI AM 1030, trusted local news and talk.
Trusted local news and talk, AM 1030 KVOI. We have our eye on politics.
Welcome back, everybody, to Eye on the Ball here on 1030 KVOI. Let's go to the phone lines right away and talk to John Perlman, the new director of soccer operations. How are you, John?
Steve, great. Thanks for having me.
It's good. Welcome back. It's been a while. Oh, you were only gone for like a year or two, correct?
I was only gone really for even shorter than that, about 9 months, Steve.
Mm-hmm. Let's kind of talk about the new project, but let me ask you a quick question. In 2010, when you became part of this whole thing, what were you hoping long term?
I think for me personally, the long term hope was to have a team for the top players in Tucson to aspire to be onto. And the level of that team, we weren't sure what that would be, but it was really with the goal of a team here in Tucson. Obviously, we're excited about the preseason and MLS and the possibility of having great events here, but we wanted at the end for there to be a team here in the city, and that was my ultimate goal personally.
So you've gone well beyond that now, obviously.
Well, we're very proud of what we've accomplished. We still think there's more to be done, but yeah, it certainly exceeded, you know, our initial expectations.
Right, right. So tell me, you're going to be in this new league. You can talk to me about the USL League One as much as you'd like, but how is it being back, and did anything kind of change? The landscape has kind of been always kind of that with that trajectory of having good soccer in Southern Arizona.
Well, first of all, since I've been gone again, you know, I left, and at the time I left, I was the general manager and the head coach of the PDL team. And first and foremost, last summer, Dave Cosgrove took over and did fantastic job, you know, keeping the team at the level and exceeding and making it all the way to the Western Conference Final. Again, for us, that was really a great choice. And, you know, I felt really comfortable that Dave was able to take that role for the team side of things. And, obviously, Dave again continuing with Pima to win a national championship is remarkable accomplishment, and something that really Dave deserves. I mean, for a number of years, he's had top quality teams, especially recently with so many forays into the national tournament. So, and of course, you know, now with, FC Tucson Youth becoming a factor with two of the major clubs in Tucson, you know, deciding to work together to provide a uniquely complete product for, players of all, you know, regions of this city and types to enjoy the soccer experience. And that, you know, youth club now with the professional team gives us that that full pathway, the vertical integration, if you will, from a three-year-old joining the club to being able to become a competitive player if they choose to do so, to possibly being a professional player in FC Tucson and moving all the way to Phoenix Rising to play in the USL Championship and hopefully shortly in the MLS. So.
How big is that to have this team here? You have the team in Phoenix to give the kids today something to aspire to when they're on the field.
Well, I think it's key because, I mean, you have to be able to see when you have a goal or a dream, to be able to see what that goal or that dream, where the end point is within your own state is unbelievable. I mean, a player now can aspire to someday, you know, play for FC Tucson professionally and play professionally in front of their hometown, but also, you know, to wear the same jersey that Didier Drogba wore someday as a member of Phoenix Rising, hopefully at the highest level possible. So for me, I mean, it's massive to give. I mean, a big reason we wanted to do the event here was so the kids could see the highest level and say, look, here's preseason. Justin Glad is back in town. You, too, can play for an MLS team. He's from here. Donnie Toya plays for RSL. You, too, can play here. Aaron Long, who played for our PDL team, you, too, can play for the national team. Luis Robles, you can be the MVP goalkeeper for the New York Red Bulls. You can play. And we're a path to accomplish that. So in many ways, just to win – when the Sidewinders were here and people were able to see the future Cy Young Award winners of those young players coming up, we really think that the partnership is really what should be happening, where pro sports are linked together again. And the best years for me for the Arizona, you know, I hate to use the baseball analogy because it's so sensitive here, but the best years for the Diamondbacks were when the team was here, a strong minor league team was here. Those were the best years, and people felt that connection. So we have to make sure we establish that connection, but Tucson first for me. And obviously we want to put a great competitive team on the field that's going to win a championship.
Is there a good chance that we could see a Tucsonan on the roster here?
I think there's a better than good chance. Obviously we're exploring our options, and different ones of our top players are different here. But again, what's unique about this, Steve, is what you will see also is we can sign to our team amateur contracts, allowing those players to still play with a professional team. So they're called homegrown contracts. And so a player who's doing fantastic as a 16 or 17-year-old can sign with us to unpaid, not lose his amateur eligibility, but play games in the league. And that's a really unique opportunity. So you're going to see Tucson players training with this team. And then you may see signed players playing professionally with us. That's a certainly very high possibility. But also signed amateur players that are looking to decide if that's the path for them, playing games and getting opportunities for us in front of their hometown fans.
Right. No, that's fantastic, because in order to get better, you have to play better people, and that's how you do it. There's no question.
you're spot on there. The best way for that kind of development, and it happens in all other countries. You know, Wayne Rooney was already playing for Everton at 16 years old. The college path is one way to do it, but this is also another way where young players can be playing against 25, 26, 27-year-old seasoned pros and really understanding, you know, the kind of commitment, the kind of work rate, what a full season looks like, you know, playing all year round, and if they're designed for that. So we're excited to give that opportunity. And obviously for me, I would love the team to be, like I said, as many Tucson players as fit the profile. And we're hoping to make sure that we get those young players involved.
So where do you – are you kind of starting that process of scouting or going out and looking at players? And how will that invite be if you're a good local player? And you guys know who they are because you guys all talk and see. How does that work?
Well, the beautiful part about my former job in Oklahoma was I was looking at all of the leagues. That was a primary job was me scouting. So I already had a large – pool of players that we could be looking at that might possibly be, we had different tiers of players, and obviously we're not going to get all the players that we want from the USL Championship, but there were players that sort of slipped through the cracks that we thought would be quality players here for us right now. In terms of the signings, yeah, I have two contracts out right now, two offer sheets. We'll start moving in that direction, but again, we have one. Phoenix Rising obviously has the ability to loan us down players. We're also having an open tryout in Phoenix in conjunction with Phoenix Rising the 19th to 20th, and then invite tryouts the 21st and 22nd. And we'll also do that in January here as well. So there's that route, but also just knowing the players that are currently in college, players that have expressed interest that played here in the PDL, have played USL Pro, would like to come back here as well. We have a number of those. And obviously our new coach, Darren Sawatsky, is a huge network through his indoor success teams in Tacoma, as well as his work with the Seattle Sounders program. So we feel like we've got a great pool to start from, but again, we're always looking for new players, and some of them are going to come internationally as well. We have 7 international slots we're allowed to sign, and we expect to use all of them.
You talked about the dates. Is that this month, if you could?
Yeah, so in January. Okay. That's up in Phoenix, and that's you can find that on FC Tucson's website and Phoenix Rising's website. And we'll also be shortly announcing, you know, when we're going to do probably an open tryout here as well, so the players who are local get that opportunity to see if they're fit. And we've obviously done that in the past with the PDL and gotten players that have made it into preseason, and we hope to have that be the case again.
How is this startup, if it's any different, but how is this startup, and that word's hard to use for this, but different than how you started in 2010?
Well, again, I mean, I think the power of the overall ownership group with Phoenix Rising and their commitment to this team. Obviously, professional team, if you've looked at our schedule, you know, we have a couple MLS, minor league teams in this league. But again, the amount of travel, the amount of expense, the amount of investment it's going to take to do this thing properly. Phoenix group is clearly, is clearly invested in Tucson, invested in the growth of the pro team here. They are really committed. So when we started, we were 4 guys with a lot of innovation, you know, but maybe not as much capitalization as we would have liked at that time. But again, we're able to mix our, what they really wanted for me to be here was the local understanding of the community and the relationships. But again, it also has to be driven through investment. And what you're going to see is a lot of investment in this team, a lot of investment in marketing and in the game experience and in giveaways and reasons to come here and an exciting game day environment. And obviously investing in the type of players that'll make this team a quality team. So, they want to do everything first class here. We have a great partnership with the stadium district here. We have a great opportunity to use a great venue and improve it. And it's my job to try to help facilitate that as much as possible. So this is 2.0 here, Steve. I guess is the best way to put it.
Right. Ideally, you have so many questions, but ideally, how many people can sit in the arena one at the stadium? And then what's realistic?
I guess, I mean, obviously we know that the stadium itself can hold, up to, past 4,000 people if you want to have that many people here. For us, realistically, again, it's to build that base here. So the challenge is, of course, to make sure that people know that this is something that's worth watching. So, again, for us, it's giving the fans we have as much as we can, taking care of them, and then attracting new fans from all across the way. So we're going to try to do a number of things. What I would say is let's fill the stadium completely. Do I know realistically that's going to be a challenge to begin with? Of course it is, especially with our season, you know, running, you know, at times where other things are going on. But ultimately, they proved in Phoenix with four other pro teams in that market that they can fill their stadium. So we're very ambitious about what we can do here. I know there's a huge soccer community here that wants, again, to support a winner and have a great game day experience if it's done the right way. And our job is to find what that way is. So the onus is on us. We want people to come out. We've got to give them a good reason to come out. So
right.
That's really the focus.
Right. I assume you can stay with me another segment here. We're going to go to break.
Absolutely, Steve.
Great.
I'd love to.
Great. We'll talk about your role with the MLS here when they come here. And then I want to kind of pick your brain about the history of soccer in Tucson, maybe some names that you've seen play that were very good players. So we'll talk about that on the other side of the break. Let's go. KVOI, 10:30 a.m.
Where you bank really does matter. Hughes Federal Credit Union is proud to be recognized as the number one credit union across all of Arizona by Forbes. This national recognition highlights our commitment to high-quality products and services, our customer service, digital services, and financial advice. At Hughes Federal Credit Union, we offer higher savings rates, lower fees, and many free services. Make the switch. Join Hughes today. Visit HughesFCU.org/bestcreditunion. Certain restrictions apply, insured by NCUA.
Lexus of Tucson announces the newest arrival to its crossover family, the UX Urban Explorer. With a starting MSRP of just $32,000, the UX offers numerous active safety features and Apple CarPlay as standard features. The UX has the best turning radius, highest MPG, and lowest cabin noise of any crossover in its class. Get details and see it now at Lexus of Tucson. Experience amazing. Speedway in Columbus and at the Auto Mall.
Flu season is here, and that's why it's more important than ever for you to take care of your health. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the flu vaccine is the best protection against contracting the flu. Now's the time to reduce the chances of catching this season's flu by getting the flu vaccine. It's easy to do. The cost of the flu vaccine is often covered by your health plan, whether you buy your health insurance on your own or get it from your employer, through Medicare or a state Medicaid program. Check with your health insurer, then schedule an appointment today by calling your physician, pharmacy, or other convenient place that gives the flu vaccine. Many employers also offer flu vaccine clinics in the workplace. Take the time to make your health a priority and get your seasonal flu vaccine. Remember, the flu vaccine is the best protection against contracting the flu. For more information, including where to find flu vaccination clinics near you, visit the CDC website, cdc.gov/flu. That's cdc.gov/flu. This public service message is brought to you by Optum and this station.
Swap shop trains are coming, rolling down that free market track.
Sunday mornings, you can buy, sell, or trade anything lawful and moral on the swap shop. Let's listen.
Hi, Caroline.
I have some Rhode Island Red laying hens that I would like to sell. They will be 2 years old come October, and I would like $15 a piece for them, please.
That'll give you something to cluck about, I'm sure.
520.
Swap Shop, Sundays 10 to 11 a.m. right before Liberty Watch.
The man and the legend, John C. Scott on politics, from 3 to 5 p.m. on KVOI AM 1030, trusted local news and talk. Reliable and timely financial information from Bloomberg Radio Network, 7 p.m. to 6 a.m. on KVOI AM 1030, trusted local news and talk.
Trusted local news and talk. AM 1030 KVOI. We have our eye on sports.
Welcome back. I'm Steve Rivera, and this is Eye on the Ball here on 1030 KVOI. I'm on the phone with Jonathan Perlman from FC Tucson, and he's the new director of soccer operations. A lot of things planned for this team, program. You're going to be busy with the MLS, too. You're going to be in charge of that?
Absolutely. Yeah, done that for many years. Last year was the only year I wasn't involved. But again, we have a robust MLS preseason coming here starting in January and obviously running through February. So we're super excited about the Mobile Mini Cup and the games and the teams training here again.
That's been very successful, at least from my point of view, on the outside with a lot of people attending. Yes?
Yes, it's been tremendously successful. We have a lot of great partners in the MLS. We have great partnership through Visit Tucson, obviously through the stadium district and working on this event. And obviously, you know, this year we've got another great slate of teams, some really good matchups. And, again, it's really a unique place. I mean, it's not everyone that gets to go to see an MLS game all the time or get to see those type of matchups, a Portland-Seattle matchup. And to be able to go, you know, outside your door and be able to see a number of games and see those teams train on the days that we do open training and to get those autographs and to spend time with the players, I think it's really unique and it's a special thing for Tucson. And so we're hoping, again, people come out and support these players. And obviously this year, you know, we're hoping to have some – we can't announce anything yet, but we're definitely going to have some ex-Tucson and Stars here during that time. So we're really happy to have that. Announcement's coming shortly, probably before the new year, to let people know that tickets are available. And we're really excited to, again, provide this to the community and use this to jumpstart our own team.
Yeah. How did this deal come about for you? You know, you left. You probably had a plan. I'm sure it came sooner than later. But how did this develop for you?
Well, I think first of all, for me, you know, when I left, the partnership that was at myself, Greg Foster, and Rick Shantz had sold FC Tucson to Phoenix Rising. And, of course, Phoenix Rising had me slated in as a general manager and still coaching the PDL team. But at that time, you know, for me, I was really looking – we were the first member of the USL League One. And I really was very committed. I wasn't sure if – the league would be able to launch in 2019 and what the schedule was. And my friend Steve Cook, who had just got offered the Oklahoma City Energy job, I'd been in Tucson a long time and I really wanted to establish some of that experience and look at a sort of a soccer from a different challenge at that level. I really wanted to be at the USL level right away. So for me, it was a unique opportunity. It was a tough decision at the time, but for my growth, I thought it was really important. And I was just very fortunate that, you know, when League One was going to happen here, I was able to, get the permission from the ownership in Oklahoma, who I love and cherish, you know, the relationships I still have there with that staff. But they understood that my family, my daughter was a senior here at University High School, and my son obviously works in Phoenix Rising, that if there was a fit, you know, a real full-time fit, you know, in any operation with the team, I wanted to be part of seeing, you know, a project I started to fruition at the pro level. So, no, Bobby Dilley was really, you know, very, very much for me coming back, gave me, you know, a great opportunity here. And that's really how it transpired. Oklahoma was terrific. I think we built something, you know, some great guts there for next year. I think that team is going to be a very competitive team. But obviously my heart is always here. I've been involved in the Tucson soccer community over 20 years. And obviously I wanted to be a part of the pro venture here if I could. And I was fortunate enough to still have that opportunity to come back.
Yeah, no, I know that connection for you. And I can't believe that your children are already that old. Your ones are already out in high school.
Yeah, it's amazing. You know, I have, you know, pictures when I was, you know, fortunate enough to coach Sabino High School in the state championship in 2005, holding my baby daughter, you know, and, just to see them all grown up now. And obviously, Nathan, you know, working in the same company than I am, and obviously my kids getting older. But again, you know, I watch your kids grow up as well. I mean, so, right. I mean, the reality is that, you know, there's a lot going on here in soccer. There's a lot, you know, of roots for me here in Tucson, and I really want the best for Tucson and all the sports. So again, for us, it's about partnering with the other ventures here, the new football team, the Roadrunners, U of A. It's about being complementary to each other. I mean, you know, a rising tide raises all ships. So if we do a great job co-marketing each other and helping each other and talking about each other and what those event-based things have to offer families in terms of entertainment and joy. You know, we really all can be successful. So, I mean, I think that's really the key.
Yeah, no, I totally agree with you. I have a text here from somebody who wanted to know or get an update on Rick Shantz and how he's doing. If he's still in Phoenix, isn't he?
Absolutely. So Rick Shantz obviously took Phoenix Rising to the Western Conference Championship for the USL Championship this year, and his status as interim coach, he was the second stint as interim coach, was turned into status as the full-time coach. So Rick is the full-time head coach of Phoenix Rising. So he will be leading them into their season this year. And it's, of course, a pleasure to be able to work with Rick again. And we do that a lot. So we're very involved. Both technical staffs are involved in player identification. And obviously they signed a guy I had in Oklahoma, Adam John, who was loaned to us from Columbus and now is a full-time Phoenix Rising player. And, you know, Rick has really put the time in and the grind and performed under a great deal of pressure last year. And I was really pleased to see him succeed. He loves Tucson. He's represented us very well, and it proves, you know, too, whether it's a coach or somebody who's working in the soccer industry or a player, that, you know, the hashtag "It Starts in Tucson" really makes sense, because we've had coaches here now work for U.S. soccer. We've had players here move on to the MLS. We've had in the U.S. national team. Now, obviously, we have people who work, you know, in our internship program through U of A move on to Sporting Kansas City, the Orlando Magic, the Arizona Diamondbacks. And to be able to contribute that to the sports industry all the while, and to give, you know, young students at U of A the hope and the opportunity to move on in their sports career, is really another special part about what we do here at FC Tucson, with obviously now the USL League One team and the MLS preseason.
Right, right. Now I wanted to pick your brain, just because you've been in the city so long and you've seen a number of good players. Can you wax poetic on some of those that you've seen that come through? Now, this is not in your role as what you're in role now, but just as a coach and observer, any of the names and big names stick out?
Well, I mean, for me, you know, when I came here, there have been a number of players that have really stuck out. And obviously, for me, if I was to start the list, you would start with Luis Robles, who's now the goalkeeper of the New York Red Bulls. And he obviously, you know, it came from Sierra Vista, but obviously played through the Tucson Soccer Academy and Tucson United system. I like going across. It's great to just go kind of across. Obviously, at left back, you've got Donny Toya, who I was privileged to coach. Again, another native Tucson CDO, two state championships. I mean, Donny Toya scored 4 goals in the first half of the state championship game against Saguaro and sat down. I mean, you want to talk about your all-time epic state championship performance. I mean, Donnie's performed on every level. It's great to see him back with Real Salt Lake. In terms of guys that maybe that people wouldn't know about, somebody like Fernando Gana,
yeah,
in 3 years broke a 4-year, you know, all-time scoring record at 5A when South Point was playing schools twice the size of them, 3 times the size of them, and competing at that level. A remarkable player. If you look at some of the other players that have come through Pima, obviously, you know, AJ Valenzuela, you know, this year, Hugo Camenteni. I mean, these guys are just pouring out of Tucson. Guys that have come here and got experience, but guys that have also come here. There's a number of players right now who are all conference in college as well. I mean, and obviously there's been a number of players that have come here, like Doug Rappaport and Chris Brown out of South Point, who both represented UMass at the Final Four. I mean, scary enough, Doug Rappaport's now, you know, teaching surgery at the Mayo Clinic. And if you ever met Doug, you'd find that to be the most frightening thing. But the reality is there's so many different stories of players here. And then, of course, there's a number of female players that have come through here.
Yes.
Like Sam Monahan, who started NAU. And, you know, there's a couple other players that have played for the FC Tucson women's side that you get to see now at the U of A. And, you know, some of them have played for their country and youth national team. Some of them have gone to Australia or to Finland to try to pursue that. And again, you know, our job is to give them a vehicle to do that. But there's so many great names here that have come through here. There's so many names even prior to that that were amazing players that have had something like this, like Tron Nguyen,
yeah,
Dai Nguyen. If this had been available to them at the time, Kier Cochran, Rick Shantz himself, you know, these players, if they had this vehicle, what it could have meant for them in having long pro careers. So we're hoping that no Tucson player ever has to come through the youth ranks and leave Tucson to go to another city to establish their professional career, and that we are able to produce more players with great careers where they can say they started here and they were able to play for their hometown team as part of that process.
Yeah, no question. I'm sure that you and Dave Cosgrove and Wolfgang and some of those guys that start, you know, were back in the day guys who created their you know, their Tucson Soccer Academy and whatever it was before that, I forget. And then what you did on the east side, are very proud of what's happened.
Of course, and you can't forget Ron Fox. You know,
yeah,
being
another one.
Wolf.
Yes.
The great part is that I'm always I talk to Ron Fox weekly. I talked to Wolfgang this week. Obviously, Dave is going to be a huge part of it, and we're very much in a partnership with Pima and to help those players as well succeed. I mean, nothing can be done if we don't do it together. And so Dave, obviously, you know, is very committed to Pima and the youth side here. He did a great job as a coach. But again, the first thing Darren did was speak to Dave. And, you know, there's not going to be a time where we're not talking to these guys, because without keeping those connections, the Tucson Amigos, I mean, I definitely want to have a throwback night where we're wearing some of those nice, you know, tight Tucson Amigos jerseys.
Right.
Because, I mean, players like Greg Vanney, who won an MLS Cup, you know, and players like Paolo Mastroianni, who coached for the Colorado Rapids and played for our national team, came through that program as well. If it wasn't for Wolf and Dave and Ron and the vision of those, and so many volunteers and so many people have come before us, none of this would have been possible. But again, it's about risk taking. This was a risk.
Yes.
And, you know, and all new things, there are challenges, but ultimately, you know, I'm willing to sit down and put in the work, just as we did with Tankerville Soccer Club on the east side, and all the people who have worked in all the soccer clubs here with the Shootout and Kirk Cannon. There's just so many amazing soccer people that really want to see kids reach their highest level. And I can tell you, for me personally, Steve, that the greatest joy is to have the conversation with former players or players that have come through here and interns that I get to see a different program that I'm able to work at now, moving on to the next level. That for me is greater than any, you know, financial or prestige or a championship that I could win. To see other people reach their dreams is really just the most exciting thing for me.
Right, right.
Personal enjoyment.
Yeah, no, good stuff, John. I appreciate you coming on the show. We'll probably get back to you before the season starts or the MLS exhibition start here in a couple of months.
Yeah, and Steve, we'd love to have you out there. You're welcome anytime, of course. And if there's anybody you need to make available, I'm getting back in now. I get to listen to all the sports radio, which I'm addicted to. Obviously, I'm sure Monday was a little bit wild after the Wildcats game. or lack of game. I'm just really happy that you take the time, you know, to spread it around. Let us be part of it.
Yeah, no, great. You're welcome. I appreciate you, John. Thanks a bunch. We'll get back to you soon, and we're going to take a break. Thanks for joining, John.
Thanks for having me.
This is Chandler with Mission Heating and Cooling. Our mission is to offer quality HVAC systems, provide excellent customer service at an affordable price. We can save you one-third of the cost of a normal system because we get our products direct from the distributor. We will make sure your HVAC system is properly installed and maintained. We also offer free estimates, free diagnostics, and no trip charge. Call Mission Heating and Cooling today at 822-8499 or online at arizonamission.com, 822-8499.
This is Chef Michael Elefante, and I have an idea for your business. Take your client to lunch, at Mama Luisa's, of course. They'll be impressed by our pasta bar, cooked to their preference, right in front of them. Or try our famous Joe special, with hot pepper seeds, garlic and oil, and topped with cheese and baked to perfection. You'll get their business and some great food. Mama Luisa's.
Since 1956, Mama Luisa's has thrilled your palate with great Italian food. And we cater. 2041 South Craycroft, 790-4702.
Hello there, this is Nat King Cole, wishing you all a happy and a Merry Christmas.
The joy of living is in the giving. So let's give lots of toys for tots. Toys, toys, toys for tots. Some have too many, some haven't any. If those who have, give those who haven't. Oh, what a Christmas day. The Marine Reserve will help you, will help you fill your sleigh with lots and lots of toys for tots. So give a little toy today.
Since 1947, the United States Marine Corps has been helping Santa fill his sleigh, making happier holidays for deserving children right in your community. Go to toysfortots.org and learn how you can make a difference.
Sick of hearing America run down?
Tired of divisive political attacks? Tune into America's Fabric and its positive message of what's good about America. America's Fabric expresses the truth that the fabric of a free government is woven from its citizens' knowledge and moral fiber. Listen to America's Fabric on KVOI, Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. Wake Up Tucson with Christy Simone.
Hey, it's Chris from Wake Up Tucson. You only have a week till Christmas. Get shopping. We'll see you Wednesday. Kelly Fryer, Matt Russell, and Dan Gibson, who does an amazing Matt Russell impression, and then Katie Waldman from the White House. Wake Up Tucson, 10:30, KVOI, trusted local news and talk.
Wake Up Tucson, mornings from 6 to 10 on AM 1030 KVOI, the voice.
Trusted local news and talk. AM 1030 KVOI. We have our eye on Tucson.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Eye on the Ball here on 1030 KVOI. I'm Steve Rivera, the host, and we're going to do something real quick. We're going to do something quick because we didn't do it last year. We can do the pizza thing, can't we?
We can call out a lot easier than we can call in.
Okay,
but if you want to call somebody.
No, I can't. For the pizza thing?
You know, you could give it to your guest.
Okay, we'll hold off on that. Right. She doesn't need pizza.
But the guy's working.
She's a thin woman.
They have salad.
Oh, okay. Yeah, maybe I should eat the salad.
We won't go there.
So let me introduce my great guest here. It's Carrie Cecil. I want to say the dynamic Carrie Cecil. In researching who you are and reading what you did in the Daily Star, I'm thinking, who is this woman? And she can write really well. She's descriptive on a lot of things. You must have fun with that. And let me tell you, you are the president of Social Media Sports Management, or SM2.
Indeed, I am.
Now can I say, and the wife of Chuck Cecil. We'll go secondary with that, just to get an ID with you. And everybody, I think, who knows Chuck or locally with you, because you've been together a long time, knows who you are. You do what you do and are very good at it. How much fun do you have doing this social media, sports-centric thing?
I mean, I have a lot of fun of it. First of all, thanks for having me.
Yes, great to have you.
It's so nice to be here. I listen to you.
I'm a fan. You're the one?
I am. That's what I say about people who read the column.
Mom, you're not the only one.
Mom.
And Carrie.
And
I got
and
four.
Chuck's wife.
And Chuck's wife. Exactly.
That's good. Thank you for doing that.
Oh, of course. Of course. So thank you very much for having me in. So, you know, I run two companies. One's called NHL Communications, and the other one is called SM2. SM2 was born, is like the little daughter or son of NHL. Primarily, I do crisis management in sports.
Oh, just in sports specific?
I started my career working for John McCain, and then went into the corporate side and entertainment. And I've been very blessed to niche into some businesses where I worked for, you know, Ted Turner and some movie studios, handling high-level or controversial films, or overseas, and traveled on other people's dimes, lived in Hong Kong and Asia and things like that. But then went into sports solely when NASCAR consolidated their broadcast rights. So I worked for a man named Jim Henner.
Because you found what, a need, or what did you see?
A need, and there was a hole. So sports didn't necessarily need crisis management, and that crisis management means everything from a shooter in your stadium and being prepared for those things, and that's more of law enforcement to brand crisis management. Mm-hmm. So when you see an individual, a coach, a head coach, a commissioner, an athletic director who is potentially losing their job or getting dragged through the mud or things like that. Mm-hmm. That's really morphed in the last 10 or 15 years.
Because of social media?
Social media plays a big, big part in that. And just because it's become such a billion-dollar business. Mm-hmm. I mean, the business of athletics has become more like a corporation, and it's still run a little bit like a mom-and-pop shop sometimes.
Yeah. Back in the day, it was.
Absolutely.
Back in the day, it was. And hey, the Pac-12 was, or Pac-10 at the time
yeah.
was like that. Now it's transformed into something else.
Absolutely. I mean, we've seen a lot of leagues do that and do it successfully. Mm-hmm. And there's some great leaders throughout the NCAA and the Power Five and some wonderful leaders on the pro side.
So who comes to get you? Who comes to hire you?
Lawyers.
From their individual institutions?
Clients. Lawyers and agents. Mm-hmm. So the way that it works for me individually and my team, I have a couple of very high-level people who are really smart who work with me and make me a better executive, is the attorney or the agent will come to me when they see things going awry. Mm-hmm. You know, we saw that at the university. I think it's pretty well known that I, you know, worked on the University of Tennessee in some different cases this year in college athletics. Been a busy year in college athletics with Ohio State.
It's called
Maryland.
Job security.
Yeah. It's good and it's bad. I mean, I tell people all the time that I'm blessed to do what I do, but I'm working with people at the lowest point sometimes
yeah.
in
mm-hmm.
their career mm-hmm. and where they're potentially losing their livelihood that they've worked their whole entire lives to get mm-hmm. to that pinnacle and success. And so that grieves me, but it also is, I'm a fixer, so I'm able to help them to manage those waters.
Are you part fixer, part counselor, part a lot of different things?
Yeah, I mean, I'm part, I'm definitely part counselor and I'm part fixer. I'm a fixer in controlling narratives, meaning that I have some really great relationships with some very high-level editors across the country, sports editors, newspaper
really?
Editors, producers, everything from 60 Minutes to the Washington
that's
Post.
That's very interesting. How do you create the narrative for someone that doesn't want the narrative to be created? For an editor, because you're not, it's not their, that's not their story if it's not their story.
Absolutely. I think for me, I find that most journalists want to get it right.
Correct.
They don't want to lie. And,
right.
And the challenge is that they want to be accurate. So, but the general public, when you Google something, mm-hmm. our reputations live on Google. They don't know the difference between the URL for the Washington Post and the URL for a fan site.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, it's understanding who has the most influence to control the Google monster that reaches the most amount of people.
And that's how we live today?
We live in literally brand terrorism that's controlled by a social media mob mentality. So it's understanding that and understanding how to use the analytics, just like in a political campaign.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
We would float candidates. And then you look at the analytics, like I can watch in real time candidates and who's trending positively and negatively. And now we're seeing that in coaching searches. I just worked on a pretty big coaching search and was able, there were top three candidates. And what we learned from the University of Tennessee is that you need to be watching that because we saw. John Curry and Greg Schiano.
Yeah.
And we saw an uninformed mob mentality falsely link
right.
Schiano to Jerry Sandusky from Penn State.
Yeah.
And so
everything changed.
Everything changed. So, and I changed.
We're going to go to break here in about 34 seconds. What did you get your degree in?
Does it matter anymore?
Well, that's my point. I mean, that's my point. You could be so different in what you hope to do growing up.
Yes. Sociology.
Sociology.
I'm a people reader.
You're part fair. You're using it.
Reader.
I was going to say psychology because you're using a lot of different things.
100%.
Right. Hey, let's go to break and we'll come back and more and talk about all this brain stuff. I love this. I'm pretty happy here.
I'm a nerd.
Yes, I'm cool with that.
You have a nerd guest.
Thanks.